news stories. The approximate length of this recording is 11 minutes.
News. Christmas wishes. This year's most heartwarming festive celebration. Our annual Christmas Wishes concert takes place on Tuesday the 5th of December at Manchester Cathedral, and in-person and virtual tickets were still available when this edition of Forward went to press. There will be inspiring stories and festive readings from celebrity guests, including actor and presenter Martin Clunes and Countdown's Susie Dent as host. You can sing your favourite carols and listen to live music from the Twin Sopranos' Classical Reflection, Belugi Srivastav OBE of the Inner Vision Trio, and the Manchester West End Musical Choir. Ticket prices are £24 for general admission or £12 to live stream, and the very latest availability information can be found at www.guidedogs.org.uk/Christmas Wishes. The website also has details of the wonderful prizes available in the silent auction, which closes at 9 p.m. on the evening of the concert. Included here is a photograph of a guide dog owner wearing a winter coat and a Santa hat, smiling at her yellow Labrador guide dog as they sit inside Manchester Cathedral. Guide Dog's inspired football kit makes its debut. Scottish Championship football side Arbroath FC were led out onto the pitch by adorable guide dog puppies for a match with local rivals Montrose in late July. Having partnered with Guide Dogs for the season, the club wore their new third kit for the first time, which proudly sports our Labrador yellow and inky blue colours. The five pups, Archie, Lark, Quilla, Rodney and Ronnie, and two fully trained dogs, Twiggy and Alice, were official mascots for the match and, supported by puppy raisers at the pitch side, demonstrated the great behaviours learned by leading the team out for the Angus Derby. The puppy walkout is the latest in our football engagement work, which has included televised features and My Sighted Guide training with English Premier League clubs. We are also helping to improve accessibility in the game by working alongside the English Football League, recently delivering a packed webinar to all 72 member clubs. Included here is a photograph of the Arbroath team wearing their blue and yellow kit, complete with Guide Dogs logo on their tops, shorts and socks, standing on the pitch with Labrador, German Shepherd and Golden Retriever Guide Dog puppies. Save the date for Paws on the Wharf. In spring 2024, Guide Dogs and event organisers Wild in Art are bringing Paws on the Wharf, a free, accessible public art event to Canary Wharf and Tower Hamlets in London. From the 25th of March to the 17th of May, the trail will showcase larger-than-life guide dog sculptures individually designed by talented artists, including artists with sight loss. Supported by City and hosted by the Canary Wharf Group, the trail will celebrate guide dogs' life-changing work and raise awareness of the challenges of sight loss. It will also drive conversations about accessibility and inclusion. There'll be different accessible navigation options, audio descriptions, bookable guided sensory tours, and more. For more information, visit www.guidedogs.org.uk/Paws on the Wharf. Presented by Guide Dogs, Wild in Art. Supported by City. Hosted by Canary Wharf Group. Included here is a photograph of a yellow Labrador guide dog looking up at a large white guide dog sculpture. German Shepherds are a breed apart. Guide Dogs' new research suggests that negative perceptions of German Shepherds could be affecting guide dog owners who have them. More than a quarter of the public, 27%, think they're an aggressive dog breed, and only 55% said they believed a German Shepherd could be an assistance dog. Tim Stafford, Guide Dogs' Director of Canine Affairs, said, "German Shepherds do not deserve the negative reputation they seem to carry. Like any other active dog breed, they can behave poorly if they don't get the physical exercise and mental stimulation they need. But German Shepherds are loyal, adaptable and incredibly intelligent, making them excellent guide dogs for those who want a fast-moving and focused companion. In fact, German Shepherds were the very first guide dogs in the UK back in 1931. It would be wonderful if more people recognised the companionship and independence they give to people with sight loss. Included here is a photograph of three small German Shepherd puppies looking over the side of a playpen. Remembering two special service users. Everyone in the guide dog's family was saddened following the deaths of two prominent service user volunteers in recent months. John Garvey was well known in the Scottish guide dog's community through his fundraising, campaigning, and the many friendships he formed with staff and fellow volunteers. His commitment to guide dogs was unquestionable and evident in the numerous roles he carried out to support all aspects of our work. John, who lived in Glasgow, also appeared in the last edition of Forward, talking about the benefits of using positive reinforcement training with his guide dog, William. Included here is a photograph of John Garvey standing in his garden with his black Labrador guide dog, William. Paul Fuller appeared in our 2020 Sponsor a Puppy television advert and supported Guide Dog's fundraising and marketing teams by sharing his story and fronting many different campaigns. The owner of Guide Dog Bolt, Paul worked as Executive Director of Partnerships for the disability equality charity Scope. Included here is a photograph of Paul Fuller stroking his yellow Labrador guide dog Bolt. Everyone at Guide Dogs would like to extend their condolences to the families and friends of Paul and John. IGDF renews Guide Dogs accreditation. The International Guide Dog Federation, IGDF, the only official umbrella association for guide dog organisations / schools across the globe, has renewed Guide Dog's accreditation. IGDF performed a rigorous multi-day, multi-centre assessment involving detailed evaluation of our written policies, our facilities, our vehicles, and observation of our approach to dog training, welfare, and our services. Assessors also spoke to staff, volunteers, and service users to confirm that our policies and procedures translate into practice. We are delighted to say we passed all 10 standards with no issues needing to be addressed. Having official IGDF recognition is an important appreciation of the high-quality services we aim to provide, and a thorough analysis from leading, globally recognised experts gives us confidence that guide dogs qualified by an IGDF accredited organisation will behave appropriately in public. Guide Dogs helps create safer city centre. Cardiff Council has agreed to remove controversial bus borders in the city centre after a two-year campaign led by Guide Dogs Cymru, which included our supporters lobbying councillors. Bus borders are a type of road layout where passengers are expected to cross a cycle lane to get on or off a bus, and several vision-impaired people have reported near misses when cyclists have failed to stop. To help the council create a safer alternative, we have commissioned an independent access audit and will share its findings when completed. Found the first three issues of Forward magazine. This year marks Forward's 80th anniversary. And to celebrate, the spring-summer edition included a feature about the magazine's formative years. Sadly, it appeared as though the first three editions of Forward were lost to the mists of time, and we appealed to readers to get in touch if they had them in their archives. Forward's very first editor was Captain Nikolai Lyakov, and happily, his granddaughter Olga Bibikov got in touch to say that they were among the huge collection of guide dogs related documents passed down to her from her grandparents. The first issue is dated May 1943, and its introduction reads, "This is the first issue of a bulletin of information for guide dog owners. The original project, springing from the initiative of a number of guide dog owners, was to publish a periodical magazine containing articles and other material of general interest within the guide dog movement. The project has had to be modified since paper control regulations forbid the publication of new periodicals in wartime. We are, however, aiming to publish, from time to time, a bulletin of news and information that will be helpful to guide dog owners. Although the shortcomings of such a publication are obvious, readers will appreciate the difficult circumstances in which it is produced. We hope that they will look upon this slim publication not only as something to serve present purposes, but also as the forerunner of the guide dog magazine of the future. In the meantime, we hope that guide dog owners will find the information here useful in keeping them in touch with developments of the guide dog movement, in helping them with some of their difficulties, and in keeping them informed of all the things that every guide dog owner should know. We would like to thank Olga for getting in touch and for keeping these important pieces of guide dog's history safe. Included here is a photograph of the front cover of the first issue of Forward magazine, dated May 1943, and featuring a drawing of a German Shepherd guide dog in a very old-fashioned harness.